Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible. Awesome here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of PSEU Co-op Solutions Member Forum here in beautiful San Antonio, Texas. And in the studio lounge, we're going to be talking a little technology today, aren't we? I think almost every conversation revolves around technology these days. But let's do some introductions. Right next to me is Angelina Rinaldo from PSEU Co-op Solutions as well.
Innovation strategist, part of the innovation team.
We're talking about FinTech engagement platform here in a second. And then we have Vlad Jovanovic. Did I get it right again, sir? Am I two for two?
Two for two.
All right.
Two.
Yay!
I love it.
All right. So we are, before we talk about the FinTech engagement platform, what's the buzz in the hallways here? What are you guys talking about? What are you hearing out there? Vlad, why don't you go first?
Well, so I think it's the FinTech engagement platform that's really created a whole lot of buzz here. There's a whole lot of buzz in the industry as well about the platform itself. Gen AI here is another topic.
They were just talking about that on stage.
On stage as well. I mean, lots of really good content and really good topics that Member Forum this year.
Indeed. Angelina, what are you hearing?
I'm going to have to piggyback off of what Vlad said. With fintechs, you know, the credit industry definitely sees the value of fintech partnerships, but there's definitely that gap of the value they see and the actual results they're getting from these partnerships. And I think there is a lot of buzz about this engagement program that's going to help them extract, you know, value and get the results they're looking for.
Indeed, yeah. A lot of talk. All right, so let's get to the topic at hand. FinTech engagement platform.
Sir.
Angelina, I'm going to let you go first. Just give us the what, is it, and then Vlad, you can talk about the why.
Absolutely.
So this FinTech engagement program, we have a platform. It's a FinTech platform. You could think of it as a FinTech library across a span of categories such as AI, digital lending, payments, open banking, open finance, blockchain. And really, the categories are expanding, and the credit or the fintechs we're adding to it are expanding as technology is evolving. And as the innovation team is diving into the development of new technology and interesting use cases, we're identifying fintechs and vetting them out, and then adding them to this fintech platform.
Oh, okay.
And then we keep the communication going with the fintechs. Now, we leverage this platform in providing education to the credit unions, hosting fintech showcases, and then orchestrating engagements, joint engagements between the PSU Club Solutions, the fintechs, and the credit unions, and really aligning the needs of the credit unions with the fintechs. So what these engagements could look like really depend on the needs of the credit union. And if there is a strategic alignment with the focuses that PSU Co-op Solutions has identified as we're expanding out the products and services that we offer in financial technology.
Okay.
So the engagement could look like where we're orchestrating the introduction with the fintech company, lining up a demo. It could be a little bit more involved where PSU Co-op Solutions is actually integrating the fintech's core offering into our products and services and then offering
that out to credit unions.
A more in-depth engagement could be the credit union and PSU Co-op Solutions co-creating something that we're going to bring to the credit union community.
Okay.
And then I would definitely want to touch on our FinTech Advisory Board. It's going to be made up of credit union professionals who can be thought of as a visionary body. And they're going to be eager to explore cutting edge technologies, but also bring innovative ideas to life. They're going to actively participate in proof of concepts with PSU Co-op Solutions so that we can bring more solutions to the credit union industry.
Awesome. Oh my gosh. Sounds like almost like a matchmaker.
Yes, exactly.
So, which is, I think, but I mean, and getting back to being a little bit serious here, but I think this is what a lot of credit unions need right now, right?
Absolutely.
Because they need that vetting process. Some of them don't have the resources to go search and vet a lot of these fintechs, because there's literally thousands of them out there. So, and to have you guys do something like this, oh my gosh, what a weight off of a lot of credit union shoulders, I think, right?
Yeah, and then there's credit unions, I mean, who know what kind of technology they're looking for in use cases, and then there's other credit unions who may not know, and that's okay, because our team wants to work with them and kind of discovering what are the needs of your credit unions and how do we align that with technology? What kind of challenges are you having in the integration of new technologies? So really, it helps credit unions of all sizes, and it helps credit unions no matter where they are in their journey to innovation.
Yeah, very cool. All right, well, now tell us the why. Obviously, you guys saw a need here. We've all seen this need here, and you guys are definitely fulfilling this need. So share with us the why behind it all.
I think you hit the nail on the head when you said it's definitely a pain point and it's a need in the credit union industry, right?
Big time.
So we were at Finovate, and Finovate did some polling of the audience. I'm not sure if you were at Finovate as well.
I've been there a couple of times, but maybe not that particular one.
The last one, they did some polling of the audience, and 87% of the audience said that partnering with fintechs is key in being able to compete with mega banks, with big techs, right? So obviously it's very important to credit unions. And then you touched on the vetting process as well. So then you look at the fintech space, and you know, when we look at funding, for instance, going into the fintech space quarter over quarter, I think for a couple of years already, funding is going down into that fintech space. And so that's causing a lot of the fintechs to fail. And to your point, when Cornerstone did some research, about 47% of credit unions say that we really don't have resources to dedicate to this process, right?
That's a big number.
So it is a huge number. And so that's where we see that pain point in how do we kind of leverage our scale, leverage our access to this fintech pool of candidates, right? And bring that to our credit unions. And so that kind of leads us to this fintech program, but it really goes back to, you know, when credit unions obviously don't have resources to dedicate to it, right? But even when you find those fintechs that you think you want to partner with, are those viable candidates?
Yeah,
so that vetting process becomes really complicated, because partnering with a fintech looks very different than partnering with an established company that's been in business for years, right? Fintechs are not going to hit all the check marks that we need them to hit.
Right.
And so that process becomes very cumbersome on the credit union. So that's what we're kind of hoping to help with here as well.
All right, I'm chomping at the bit at this next question. So how does the process work? Do the fintechs come to you guys? Are you out there kind of searching for them? Do the credit unions come to you guys and go, hey, we're looking for this?
Yeah.
Do you have anything in your portfolio, so to speak?
Yes.
Or how does that whole process, how's the matchmaking process work here?
Yeah, so all of the above.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
All of the above. All right
then.
You've answered the question. I think PSU partnered with MasterCard StartPath program back in 2017, and I think we were the first QSO back in the day to partner with MasterCard StartPath. But what that does is it gives us access to hundreds of already vetted fintechs from MasterCard. And then on the flip side of that, our innovation team, we're talking to fintechs, you know, weekly, on a weekly basis. And so we're building up this database, this repository of fintechs that we've talked to, we know their business model, and so we can use those fintechs in engagements with credit unions. And I can't even tell you how many conversations I've been in with credit unions where, you know, they're looking for a certain solution, and they're looking at this fintech space, and they have five different fintechs that are knocking on their door and saying, I have a solution. But they're still, at the end of the day, they're looking towards PSTU as a trusted partner to kind of advise and say, you know, are these fintechs something that you guys are looking at as well, right? And so that's kind of where we saw this need and kind of how we can help solve that part.
So they can literally come to you and go, hey, we're looking at these five fintechs.
Absolutely,
can you check them out for us? Because we got other things to do. We got members to serve. So is that essentially the process? Or
I think credit unions definitely have competing priorities, and a lot of credit unioners wear multiple hats. And Cornerstone Advisors reported that 47% of credit unions, you know, don't have personnel dedicated to, you know, fintechs. So there's definitely that bridging that gap and helping them that out in that area.
Yeah.
And then credit unions and banks both listed in experiencing APIs as a challenge when having fintech partnerships. So I think this, you know, our program is definitely going to help bridge that gap to help them, you know, extract that value and help them, you know, achieve what they're looking for, meeting the needs of their credit union members and their credit union.
So what are the goals here with this platform? So it sounds like it's going to be a tremendous resource.
Yeah,
if not already.
hopefully it is, yes. And so what I've been telling credit unions here and what I tell everybody is, I don't want anybody to look at this as just another fintech accelerator program, right? It's not. This is really a thoughtful approach on how we can help credit unions create effective engagements with fintechs that really benefit the credit union, right? So kind of that's the goal. It's that thoughtful approach, and we start slow. And I know Angelina's already kind of touched on. We're going to start with, you know, engagements, getting conversation going, understanding pain points. Mm-hmm. How can we solve those pain points? Ultimately, to drive at some point in that future where all of us are kind of jointly investing into building out these solutions that benefit everybody in the ecosystem.
Gosh, this is such a cool thing. So I'm assuming this is brand new, what's the age of this?
So we just sent out a press release last week.
We launched it just last week.
Okay. We've talked about it here a lot. It's created a lot of buzz here, and you know, after all of this is done, this is my fourth day at Member Forum. I'm gonna go back and go through my LinkedIn inbox because I have loads of messages in there from all the fintechs.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that us as an innovation team, we're always out there in the industry, keeping on top of what's happening in the industry, and then also talking to fintechs and engaging with fintechs as well. And so, you know, all of those fintechs are looking now, when you take a look at PSCU and Co-op combination, right? This is a huge distribution network, right? And so lots of fintechs are looking at us as well as an opportunity. So I think we're coming in at the right time, taking advantage of you know, the combination and the need as well. And hopefully, you know, this is going to be a program that's going to deliver a lot of value in the future.
I think so. This is much needed in the industry for sure. And do you guys already have like kind of a portfolio of fintechs ready to go and that type of stuff? Or
yeah,
I'm sure you're adding more.
We've been working on building out this portfolio since I joined the innovation team, and there's a real collaborative effort from the whole innovation team as we're diving into the development of new technologies and interesting use cases. And that what's great is credit unions can definitely relate to the power of collaboration. And with fintechs, as you're talking to fintechs and you start discussing other technologies, there's like a fintech world where they start even kind of sharing, you know, fintechs that are entering the space. Okay. Like, have you heard, so it's really expanding quite quickly.
I bet. And it's going to expand. Yeah, this is going to snowball for sure.
Yes.
Definitely an exciting time. And, yeah. and we're coming in at the right time.
And great
as well
for credit unions. And I mean, not only great for credit unions, but great for the fintechs too, who want to get into this industry.
Yes.
And do some good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, good stuff. Anything else to add? Angelina, any final thoughts?
No, just been really excited for credit unions. I was in the credit union space for many years. And as I'm talking to credit unions, it's really exciting to just kind of feel their excitement and energy with this program too, and excited to see where it takes it, because really with collaboration with the right partners, the possibilities are endless.
Okay, no doubt.
So just very excited for this program.
Good stuff. Any final thoughts, sir?
So I think the theme of the conference is United in Vision, right? So hopefully our vision around this fintech engagement platform is going to lead us into the future, and it's going to be a program that delivers tons of value for everybody, credit unions and fintechs alike.
Yep, good stuff. All right, guys, well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much for your time today, and thanks for letting us know about this really cool platform that's
Absolutely.
Almost brand new.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Member Forum video is brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.